Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This podcast is sponsored by Every Dot Black Entrepreneurs Podcasting Network. Our foundation scripture today comes from Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 26. I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing, and I will cause showers to come down on their season. There shall be showers of blessings. The Storytelling Time podcast this week is the seventh story taken from the fifth chapter of the book, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. The chapter title is Farmer's Market. The title of the podcast today is The Truck. Before I start with our story, I'd like to give you three pieces of information that I found recently from authors giving their advice on how to get started as an author and to be successful at professional writing. Advice 1. Schedule a time to write. Show up for that meeting with yourself and put words onto a page. It doesn't matter if those words aren't very good, they probably won't be. But that's okay, because you can make them better when you edit them later. So start writing. Advice number 2. Get into the habit of sitting down and writing every day. That's important. A writer is someone who writes, and the only path to improving your craft and finding both satisfaction and success in your writing is to keep doing it. Try to write at the same time each day, and don't worry too much about whether what you're writing is good or not. Just keep writing. Advice number 3. The journey to becoming a writer can be daunting. There's so much to do and learn, and it's easy to look at other opportunities as distractions. Avoid distractions. Step out of your comfort zone and stretch yourself. To sum everything up, when an opportunity presents itself that might seem scary or even impossible, don't dismiss it. Instead, consider what it might offer. It may be something worthwhile to accomplish, something to write about. So go ahead and write that book. Now, let's get on with our story of the week after a short break. Welcome back. During the first few weeks of the Hargroves' residency on the property they bought from Jesse, Jerry had to rent a truck from a local hardware store every time he needed to haul something. He knew that having a truck of his own would make him a more effective farmer over the long run. A breakthrough for Jerry getting what he needed came one day when he asked for time off from his job at Frank's Auto. It had been 2 weeks since his previous boss at the auto shop left unexpectedly. A new boss, whose name ironically was Frank, took over the place and brought his own management team. This was an unfortunate occurrence for subordinates to the previous boss, because the new manager of the shop, after a week or so being on the job, got rid of everyone who was a part of the management team under the person who left. Wholesale changes soon were made at the top by the new boss. The old administrators who had worked under the manager who had departed and who had decided to remain had hoped that the new boss would retain them. But that turned out to be not the case. Their decision to remain was not a good one, because they were soon let go by the new manager. Frank, who was the new sheriff in town, you might say, then brought in his own subordinates to work under him in the office. In contrast to office personnel, those further down the totem pole in the shop's hierarchy, the employees who service vehicles and who were not a part of the upper management at the shop, were retained by the new boss. Jerry was among those workers who kept their jobs. The workers who stayed and who were under the current management, including Jerry, were helped a lot by the new boss. For one thing, Frank was close friends with the owner of the shop who lived in another state, and Frank convinced his friend to increase the salaries of all the workers in the shop. Now, that was good news, to say the least. So Jerry's salary was raised significantly. Not only that, but the new boss was more receptive to his employees requesting time off when they felt they needed to be. This was not the case with the previous manager, who was sort of a taskmaster, who didn't allow his service workers to take much time off at all. So, when the new boss arrived, it was just a good situation for everyone. Near the end of one particular week, not long after Frank had taken over, Jerry's wife, Karma, wasn't feeling well, so he felt a need to be home with her. Jerry asked his new boss if he could take that Thursday and Friday to care for his wife. Frank, unlike how Jerry's previous boss would have responded, answered him and said, "Go ahead, Jerry, and take as much time as you need to care for your wife." That was welcoming news for Jerry, so he took the 2 days off to care for Karma. His time off proved to be beneficial not only for Karma, but for him as well. Jerry was at home on that Thursday to care for Karma, hand and foot, during her illness. But the time off gave Jerry an opportunity to do some things that he never would have been able to do while working at the shop. Let's take a break, and we will see how Jerry's time off work benefited him after we return. So stay with us. Welcome back. Jerry had requested to take time off on Thursday as well as the following Friday. It was the first time he was away from work on a weekday since he became employed at the shop. Karma, who had some kind of virus that just wouldn't go away, was cared for very well by Jerry until just before noon on that Friday. While still in bed, she began to feel better, no doubt in large part because of the presence of her husband. While Jerry saw that Karma was getting better, the doctor had called earlier in the day and recommended that she remain in bed for the balance of the afternoon. And not only that, she was told to consume a lot of liquids. On that Thursday, the first day Jerry was at home, he helped the kids off to school after making them breakfast and was to pick them up at the end of the school day. Certainly, on that day, Jerry served as Mr. Mom, you might say, taking care of household chores that Karma normally did on a daily basis while Jerry was at work at the auto shop. By the next day, on Friday, Karma was almost herself again, but by now she was so used to Jerry being at home, she didn't want him to leave. She was so disappointed that the doctor requested that she remain in bed all day to assure that the virus she had would be totally warded off. Jerry was glad that Karma was feeling better, so he felt he could do some things that he had no opportunity to do on a typical workday because of his job. Jerry took advantage of his culinary skills and prepared Karma a nice breakfast early that Friday morning. He insisted she follow doctor's orders and remain in bed for the balance of the day to recuperate fully from her illness. As Karma lay comfortably in bed looking at TV, Jerry decided to pre-cook Karma's lunch and dinner right after preparing breakfast for her. So yes, he went on to cook all of her meals that day during those early morning hours. After preparing the meals, he said to himself, "I've done all this work, so I think I'll take a stroll around the neighborhood a little, being that I don't get this chance often," he tried to convince himself. Convince himself that it would be okay for him to leave, knowing that Karma wanted him to stay around the house. And Jerry was right about that, at least from his standpoint of view. That is, justifying his actions of leaving the house because he did not get the chance to do extra things during the work week, like walking around the neighborhood and certainly not going beyond the community where they lived. During the time he did spend at home while employed at the shop, it usually was not until late in the day when he arrived there from work, but at that time, he was occupied with working on the large farm he was now responsible for. During this time Jerry spent at home, he certainly didn't want to work on his farm. So, putting his wife's request to return home soon behind him, at least for the moment, Jerry did go on that stroll. He told his wife, "Karma, I'm going out for a while. You look like you're doing fine." Then she said back to him, rather reluctantly, "Well, okay, Jerry, I'll be here. As you can see, here in the bed, I'm not going anywhere. But don't stay too long." Yes, she wanted him to come back soon. As Jerry began his walk, he ended up going farther than he intended. Yes, he had momentarily forgotten about his wife's request for him not to stay away from home a very long time. Anyway, he walked several blocks to a street with a great deal of traffic. It was a main thoroughfare in that part of town named Major Boulevard. As Jerry stood there looking at all the traffic, he decided to cross the street at the traffic signal. He did remember that Karma had said about him not staying away too long. He then figured he should turn around and head back home. But oh no, for some reason, at that moment, the thought came to Jerry's mind that he should continue to walk for a while, maybe just to enjoy more time away from the shop and away from home. He would then rationalize, "Besides, Karma would be fine. She seemed to be doing a lot better when I left home. And besides, it's such a nice day." So Jerry decided not to return home, but rather, he decided to walk further up the road. He began to walk about a block up Major Boulevard. He walked up the street in the baking sunlight until he arrived on the used car lot of vehicles of all types. That's where he saw several trucks that were up for sale. It was a dealership of previously owned vehicles. "Oh my," Jerry said, "these are some nice trucks," he continued to mutter to himself. Jerry was convinced he needed to see a salesperson or a dealer in charge of vehicle description. He needed more information about one particular truck that he liked. He had fantasized a long time about purchasing a truck to fulfill a need that he had in his growing farm enterprise. But The truth was, it was more than a need. It was a desire, something that he really wanted. He had grown weary about having to continue to rent a truck to fulfill the needs on his farm. Soon, Jerry saw this particular truck that looked to be in good condition. It seemed to be the perfect type of vehicle. It was a big and very attractive vehicle, except for one thing. It was the wrong color for Jerry's taste. It was blue. He disliked this color more than any other for a vehicle. Jerry ended up talking to a dealer about the truck, but in his mind, it was all made up. After some consideration, he could not justify purchasing the truck, despite his liking it in every other way, except its color. He knew that he wouldn't be satisfied with it because of that one thing. It didn't take long for Jerry to think about it. Then he decided to move on. Jerry thanked the dealer who had given him details about the truck, then walked away. As Jerry was leaving the place where he was talking with that salesperson slash dealer, that person had walked the short distance back to his office. Jerry was sure that was the end of the consideration of getting the truck that he saw. Too bad it was the wrong color, because I like that truck a whole lot otherwise, he said to himself as he began to cross the street, soon to enter the lot of another dealership. At that time, when Jerry was in the middle of crossing that street, not far from another dealer's property, the dealer whom he had talked with earlier, the one he had tried to convince Jerry to purchase the blue truck, let out a huge yell. "Mr. Hargrove! Mr. Hargrove! Could you come back? Could you come back?" he repeated for emphasis. Then he said, "I think we have something that you might be interested in." The dealer could barely see Jerry as he had almost crossed the street, but had hoped that Jerry would at least hear him. The dealer knew that once Jerry got on the property of that other dealership, the chances of him making a sale to him would be almost zero. Jerry's salesperson knew that there were sales dealers on that lot, a competing auto sales company, standing around like vultures, just waiting to pursue anyone they saw, to encourage them, or, more accurately, to pressure them, in his mind, into purchasing a vehicle from that dealership. Oh yes, they were waiting for Jerry, all right. And the dealer whom Jerry had just recently talked with knew that. But fortunately for the dealer whom Jerry had talked with earlier, as well as for Jerry himself, Jerry did hear him, although he was almost on the other dealership's property. Yes, Jerry did hear that faint yell. So he turned around and saw the dealer with whom he had talked with only moments earlier. When Jerry heard the dealer calling him, he said to himself, "I wonder what does he want?" Jerry had no idea as to what was to come. Nevertheless, he then started walking back towards the dealership he had just left to see what the man wanted. When Jerry returned, the dealer showed him a truck that he said had just come onto the lot. It was as large and impressive as the previous one Jerry had seen, but with one difference. This time the truck he saw was not blue. It had a deep red color with a gray trim on the bottom. Jerry immediately had an interest in this vehicle. In fact, it was much more than an interest. It was love at first sight. "What do you know?" Jerry thought. It was a red truck, his favorite color in a vehicle. Jerry asked the dealer about the details of this vehicle, as he did about the truck that he saw before. And like before, Jerry loved everything he saw about the truck. But this time, he also loved the color combination. Seeing that Jerry had an interest in this vehicle, the dealer allowed him to drive the truck for about 10 minutes just to make sure he was comfortable with it. After that time, Jerry returned to the dealership, and both he and the dealer went into the office. They had a lengthy discussion about the sales process and the filling out of documents. Yes, Jerry was interested in purchasing this vehicle, all right. Having discussed his desire to get a truck for his farm with Karma, Jerry completed the purchase. He now had what he felt he needed to really make his new farming business take off. Plus, he received, in a rather miraculous way, what he desired, his personal desire in a truck, which simply had to do with his color, as well as other attributes that he could appreciate. Who knows what would have happened if he had not heard the dealer call his name when he was almost on the lot of another dealership. If he had not heard that voice, Jerry's likelihood of getting that truck, the one he really wanted, would have been slim to none at best. But Jerry's thinking was, forget about that truck I used to rent to haul things around. I got myself a new truck. Yes, he couldn't wait to get back home to tell Karma. He was so excited. A song was being played on the radio in the dealer's office that reflected Jerry's feelings and excitement. That is, the thrill of not being tied to a rental truck any longer. Having his most inward desire being met, Jerry felt like shouting right then and there, because he knew he was about to keep on trucking, this time with his own truck. Let's take a break. We'll be right back to finish the show. Welcome back. Yes. Jerry was so excited about the purchase of his new truck that he shouted for joy. He certainly abided by the scripture that proclaims, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord," as it says in the 100th Psalm in the King James Version of the Bible. The song he heard in the dealer's office reminded him of a noise of praise and appreciation. But noise which may imply a distasteful and maybe even an inappropriate sound was anything but such for Jerry, who gladly received the blessing that God had for him. And the truck was a big blessing for Jerry. It was an expression of God's love for him, so much so that he was led by the Spirit to that car dealership, he would later contend. Yes, he did take a walk that extra distance away from home to eventually arrive where he found the truck he had long desired. but Jerry still knew that, in the natural, he should have returned home as Karma had told him. Nevertheless, he also would later contend that he really wasn't in the natural, wasn't in a natural state of mind. He was led by the spirit to where he needed to be at the time, and to where he saw the one vehicle that he felt he needed to advance his farm forward. It was a miraculous event that Jerry would experience, because his intent was not to purchase a truck when he first decided to walk that extra distance away from his home, contrary to his wife's telling him not to stay away a long time. Jerry didn't even see the vehicle he really wanted at the dealership he went to at first, so he began to walk away. Fortunately, the dealer Jerry had talked with earlier did get his attention when he yelled for his return. And yes, Jerry did hear the dealer call his name, and that was all that was needed for him to return to where the dealer was and to eventually buy the truck that he desired. Well, that's all for today. Remember, whatever you may be going through, whether it's good or bad, just keep in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. We'll see you the next time.